University of Bristol launches gambling educational toolkit. The University of Bristol has launched a new toolkit to help students and staff identify and respond to gambling harms. The resource, titled From Freshers Week to Losing Streak, was developed by recent graduates Benjamin Parker and Jordan White, and is designed to be used both as a student guide and as a practical campaign tool for university staff. Funded with £8,000 from Runway, the university's student startup support program, the project received research backing from the Bristol Hub for Gambling Harms and is being refined in partnership with ERA Recovery for All, a regional charity supporting people affected by gambling harms across the Southwest and Wales. Toolkit aims and integration. The toolkit aims to provide accessible information on how gambling can affect student well-being, where to find specialist services, and how campus staff can intervene early. Parker and White say the resource is intentionally modular, so it can be integrated into existing student welfare systems, freshers induction material, and staff training. As well as strengthening access to support, we want students to reflect and question their own relationship with gambling and feel empowered to have conversations with their friends about it, White said. People only talk about the wins, not about the losses, and often wait until they are in crisis before seeking help. But there are resources available for people who want to feel more educated and informed on the topic. Parker added, "Lots of my mates gambled, and I had a suspicion that it was happening all the time. When we investigated university student gambling and discovered how pervasive gambling harms are, we felt we had to develop a solution. There is a massive gap between the awareness of universities and the scale of the problem." A spokesperson for the Bristol Hub for Gambling Harms welcomed the toolkit as a practical complement to academic research. "Our studies have repeatedly shown that students experience unique gambling risks linked to social environments, money pressures, and early exposure to online products," the spokesperson said. "This toolkit translates evidence into clear steps university staff and student leaders can use to spot harm, signpost support, and reduce stigma." A representative from ERA Recovery for All described the collaboration as an important bridge between immediate peer-level support and longer-term clinical help. "We want students to know that help is available and that recovery pathways are realistic," they said. "This toolkit helps ensure people find the right service before a crisis develops." Policy momentum and campus implications. The launch comes at a time of heightened scrutiny of gambling advertising and industry practices across the UK. The University of Bristol has been visible in wider debates, with academics previously submitting complaints to the Advertising Standards Authority over gambling marketing. In late 2025 and early 2026, local campaigns intensified. Several London councils joined the coalition to end gambling ads, and a January study reported broad public support for tighter advertising restrictions. Experts say university-led initiatives can fill a policy gap, while national regulators consider reforms. A senior policy analyst who declined to be named commented, "Universities have a duty of care that extends beyond academic support. Tools like this help build campus-level resilience, while public policy catches up on issues like advertising exposure and online product design." University welfare teams and student unions are being encouraged to pilot the toolkit this term. The creators say early interest has come from campuses beyond Bristol, with discussions underway about adapting content for different student populations, including international students and those studying remotely. As gambling harms become a more prominent part of student welfare conversations, it offers a practical model for other higher education institutions seeking to combine evidence, peer engagement, and local support networks. The University of Bristol and its partners have indicated they will publish an evaluation of early rollouts later this year to inform wider adoption and potential national guidance.